The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. It's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary.
Francis Albert. Oh, it's Valentine's Day, and we wish you all the very best. I'm sending you my love over the airwaves, broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, from the studios of The Fish, 94 FM. I tell you, 93.7, 94.1, 104.9, three radio stations Salem Media has down here in Nashville, Tennessee. Had a great time with Governor Mike Huckabee on his great show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Been meaning to go there and get down there, and I haven't had a chance to run out. So I said, let me just lock this in. So I took care of all my Valentines. I got everything out to my daughters, you know, to mom and everybody. And now I said, I ran down to Nashville. I had the best time. And Governor Huckabee is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Kind enough to join us because we had a great chat about everything. He is a patient. He's such a decent man and a great guy. You know him and you love him from Fox News. And, you know, of course, he ran for president, but just a good guy. I knew him many, many years ago, you know, governor of Arkansas. So just a great guy. So we had a great time. But I sat in on the drums, the band. They have a great band on this. It was a great band. So I said, okay, let's do a little rock and roll. Shout out to my music director, Rick Gordon, sent the music down to Nashville to Trey, who conducts the band for the governor. And we just ripped it up. Then I did a little New York, New York. Oh, I dropped to my knees and everything. Yes, surgery and everything. Heat of the moment. Cameras were on. But I tell you, it was so professional. You should see the studios there at Trinity Broadcasting Network. It was like the Tonight Show. It was great. So we'll talk to the governor in a little while. And we had a great time. And thanks to everybody at Governor Huckabee Show. Nice as nice could be. I was told you that in the opening of the show. Everybody's so nice down here, down south. They're just so pleasant. They're so nice. Yes, sir. Could get you right there. Yes, sir. Room service, not a problem, sir. The chicken, plain, please. Yes, sir. Nothing on it. Nothing on it. No. Yes, sir. Not like, you sure you want that? You sure? You know, I'm so used to New York. And I said it, too, when we were talking on the air with the governor. I said, I love New York. I love Jersey, man. I ain't leaving. I love it. The rough and tumble of Jersey. But it's nice to get down there and to play Nashville, Tennessee, to play down there in Georgia, you know. And seriously, politically, though, I have to tell you, I told you this earlier, and I started to notice this when I first came on the air. It's like we always, back in the day, I had that snarky New York attitude. I really, the Jersey attitude, like, we know what's best. Oh, well, we go to the comedy clubs, we'd rip it up, you know. And we knew what was going on because we were like, it's New York. We know what's going on. And I was a Democrat, and I'd blindly vote Democrat, you know. My grandparents were working people, man. They came from another country. They didn't speak the language. They came here. And you know, aren't we supposed to be voting Democrat? You're supposed to be voting Democrat, right? Or it's California. You got the California. Everybody's all liberal out there and everything. Go, yeah, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm telling you, what's happened now in the United States of America, and it's thank God it's happening, the Midwest has taken over and the South has come into power. And I'm telling you, it's great to see because they you know what? You know what's amazing? They believe in God. Oh, my God. Yes, they do.
That they'll say, God bless, blessings. They'll believe in God. And now when you're in New York, you say, you don't want to say something like that. God forbid you say God anymore. Am I right or wrong? But they believe in God. And you know what else they like? They like this country. They're proud Americans. Whoa, my gosh. How refreshing is that? And that's why, and I told them, I said, we're on the radio. We're in the beast in New York, fighting against, just trying to do what's right. And I love you for listening, because all you do is what I do. You're working every single day. You're working now. As you hear my voice, you're in the car, you're going to work. Whether you're down in Texas, South Carolina, in Arkansas, wherever you're from, and you listen to your pal on the radio, man, it's like, I know what you do. And but the politicians have no idea, because their whole life. You know, I was thinking about this, too. Just let me riff for a second here, and then we'll get back into it. But I was thinking how, when I hear Chuck Schumer lecture me, and by the way, the one thing about Schumer is he's a politician, and he's a great politician. He is savvy. He's a political animal. That's what Governor Cuomo, Andrew, same thing. I mean, they are. It's very tough to beat these guys, because they're very, very savvy in that regard. Nancy Pelosi as well. A problem is, I don't know where their souls are. I really don't know. I mean that in the most respectful ways. When I see Chuck Schumer lecturing me, the first thing I say is, what have you accomplished in your life? When I see Nancy Pelosi lecture me and rip up the State of the Union address when Donald Trump pays tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen and his great-grandson, when I see Donald Trump give a scholarship to a young gal of color, and Nancy Pelosi just rips it up, spits in the face of all that we stand for. And what have you done, Ms. Pelosi? What have you done? Oh, you've been in Congress like what, 40 years? Is that how long it's been? When I see that, they have no idea what you and I go through. You can't. When I see Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden's a good guy. I'm sorry, he is. He's a good. You meet him, you like him. He's Joe Biden. He's a nice guy. He'll never make it. Don't worry. But he's a nice guy. But the fact of the matter is, he's been a politician his whole life. And when he lectures and he goes, what I did here, you have no experience, Mr. Vice President. You have no experience. It's life that we go through. So what do you and I do? We vote for a guy that's been through it all, been through the ups and downs, had a few marriages, you know, had bankruptcies. He knew, he went through, but he came out successful. He knows the pitfalls of the economy, of life, of dealing with it. And then when he gets into office, talking about President Trump, and he does a good job, these lifers, these people who have no experience, go after this guy. And when they go after this guy, they're going after you and me, because we're saying, just stop. I don't want another investigation. The Mueller probe was a fail. This Roger Stone thing has me very upset. You know, I understand the criticisms of Mr. Stone. I do. You know, Roger understands the criticisms of Mr. Stone. But he got caught in that collateral damage of that Mueller probe. And after Robert Mueller himself testified, they should have thrown everything out right there. And everybody attached that guy had to spend all that money. And Michael Caputo and everybody else, and General Flynn, you know, Carter Page, everybody. And, you know, Carter will probably he'll get what he deserves back, I hope. But, my God, the governments are scary. Then they go Ukraine. And then they vilify everybody on Ukraine, you know, they'll go after people on Ukraine, and then that's another bust. And now they're trying to go back to the Roger Stone situation, and they're trying to drive a wedge between the president and the attorney general. And don't they know what you and I do? That's the question. Don't they know how hard we got to work just to get up? To get up every morning. I'm up 3 o'clock. I want to come on the radio. I want to talk to you. I want to see what can we do. How do you convince these people that don't care? Look what's happening in New York. We're losing New York, man. They're letting criminals run rampant. If you're old like me, you remember when it was the Wild West in New York City. You couldn't walk down. You come out of that Lincoln Tunnel, and I was a kid, and there would be ladies of the evening, God bless them, coming up to the door, you know, and they would, and drug dealers all around. Rudolph Giuliani comes in. He brings in Commissioner Bill Bratton. If you saw 42nd Street, if you're old like me, and you walked out, I remember my Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben worked 25 years in the Chrysler Building for Texaco. God bless him. Italian American, vilified, racist comments constantly. You know what he did? He's a chemical engineer. He had Mensa intelligence, and he built oil refineries all around the world. God bless him. Walking down 42nd Street, someone jumps him. It was like when he was going to work in the morning. Do you hear now? This was back when, before it was pre-Giuliani. And yeah, and thank God, my Uncle Ben, you couldn't mess with Uncle Ben. He took his briefcase, blocked. I think the guy had a knife, and my Uncle Ben used the briefcase against him, took the guy out, boom, Uncle Ben walked to work. Never, you know, didn't even think twice about it. But that's the way New York was. When I used to think, I remember distinctly being with Larry David at the Improvisation. And Larry, a decent guy, crazy, wacky, yes, quirky, everything you see on Curb Your Enthusiasm, that is Larry David. But we used to have to double up, going to Smiler's across the street to get a sandwich. You going to Smiler's? Yeah. Why? You want to go? Yeah, I'll go. Okay, I'll go with you. We used to have to double up because, God forbid, there'd be crime on the streets. We're right back where we started because of the progressive socialist policies of these politicians. Don't they know? And you know, I'm answering my own question. They don't know because they don't have jobs. They're politicians. They don't do what you and I do. So we vote a guy that actually has worked in society. We put him. He starts doing a great job. He starts respecting law enforcement. He starts respecting the United States military. And what are they trying to do? They want us to go back to the way it was in the 70s in New York. And you know what? We ain't going to let it happen, are we? Nah, we got to stick together on this. But it's all about love today. All about love today on Valentine's Day. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to join us. Oh, speaking of love, Eileen Fisher's coming on. Oh, Eileen on 5 o'clock Sunday nights. She's like the love expert, Susie. So this should be good. She has advice for divorcees and people not in relationships and how we should, those disenfranchised like us, how we should deal with Valentine's Day. Or Galentine's Day, as you say, Susie, huh?
Yeah, or Palentine's Day.
That's good enough for me. Good enough for me.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, all alone by myself with a TV dinner. That's going to be great.
That's all right. We don't have the agita that comes with it.
You are so funny.
And you know that's right.
Oh, I'm not going to say nothing, but boy, you are on the money, girl. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's a 9:15. Susie Cerone's out there. Governor Mike Huckabee coming up on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. No worries. Tough in Queens. An accident on the Jackie Robinson southbound near Cypress Avenue has one lane out. And the crash on the Van Wyck northbound at Linden Boulevard now off onto the shoulder. Accident on the Bronx River Parkway southbound by the Bronx Zoo. Just about out of there. It's that unfortunate time of day when on the Williamsburg Bridge, Manhattan bound. Take your pick. As busy in the inner roadway as it is on the outer roadway. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln 20. And at the Holland 20 from either approach. In New Jersey, a stalled bus on 78 eastbound. Your exit 41 is gone. Good to go on the thruway north and southbound through Westchester and Rockland. And a crash on the island. That's in Garden City on the Meadowbrook northbound at Merchant Concourse. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone.
Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. I love telling you about Retro Fitness. You know, I mean, I am with my business partner, Stacy, who we've been talking about. Stacy said, Joe, you want to do a gym? Get a gym. And I said, man, are you kidding me? I'd love to have a gym. So we got a Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you Stacy's number, you know, as we're, and Mike, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to join us momentarily. But let me tell you about Retro Fitness. Love it because I'm like a gym kind of person. I'm a gym rat, right? And Retro Fitness is the best gym that you want to go to all around the country. Of course, we'd like to see you in Flemington, New Jersey. Now you can get our ultimate membership with a $0 enrollment fee. No gimmicks, no extra fees. That's a $0 enrollment just in time to get your body in shape for summertime, baby. We at Retro are constantly thinking of ways to give you the upper hand. So we gave you a deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro has to offer. By the way, Child City, smoothie bar. Stacy makes a killer smoothie. You got to check that out. The locker rooms are great. Unlimited tanning. How about that? Free Wi-Fi, personal training. You can get those group fitness classes, hydro massage. Of course, that is at all the Retro Fitnesses that we love around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. So grab a pal, head to Retro Fitness today. Call now to speak with Stacy, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, 821 on AM 970. The Answer, broadcasting from Nashville. I had the privilege of being with Mike Huckabee yesterday. Has a great show. Governor Huckabee's got a great show on the Trinity Broadcast Network. And we were over there. Former governor of Arkansas, former presidential candidate, host of the Huckabee Show, on his way to Israel, yet thinks enough of you to call in this morning. Governor, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for a great time on your show, sir.
Hey, Joe, it was so much fun having you. I wish the audience who's listening to you could realize you're a heck of a drummer and a dead ringer for Frank Sinatra. I mean, you were killing it last night. Everybody knows you're a funny guy, but they may not know you're a phenomenal singer, drummer. You do it all. Oh. It's disgusting. It makes me sick that you're that good at all this stuff.
Governor played the bass throughout it all, man. I have to tell you, first of all, you know, Governor, I always say this with respect. You're such a decent man. You're a decent guy. I've known you for years, and I appreciate your mindset and your approach and everything. But when you put together a TV show, I got to tell you, and I give you a shout out. It starts with you, sir. The whole staff, from everybody, from backstage, your producers, and Trey and the band, a great band. I have to compliment you, man. That is a great show. How did the concept of Huckabee on TBN come about?
You know, it's something that I wanted to do, and I talked with Matt Crouch, the CEO of TBN. We really sat down, and TBN wanted to do something that was out of their comfort zone, something very different for them. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to create was a television show that is kind of a throwback to the days where we sat down and we watched a variety show that had comedy, that had music, that sometimes had acrobatics, but it was unpredictable. And it was wholesome, it was family friendly, but it was entertaining, informative, and all of those things. So I tell people this show has just enough politics to keep it interesting and timely, but it's not designed to raise your blood pressure 300 over 200 and make you blow a gasket. You know, I want a show that helps people to understand the issues, but I also want it to be one you put your feet up, you sit back, and you laugh and have a good time. And it's a show that doesn't take itself so seriously. But I'll tell you, Joe, and I think you saw it last night, the production values of the show are comparable to anything you'll see on television.
Unbelievable. I was so amazed. The cat, you had the steady cams. You had the jib flying around. You had three, four, five other cameras, a full band. And then, but you know what I enjoyed most too, Governor? Because I've known you for years. You and I sitting down at the couch. That was so, you're really good at that, man. You were really good at that.
Oh,
you. And I hope I didn't get too silly or crazy because I fell in love with your audience too, man. Your audience was beautiful.
The audience was eating you with a spoon, man. I've seen it so jacked up like that. And it's one of the things that add a dynamic to the show is having a really wonderful studio audience. But they loved themselves some Joe Piscopo last night. They were absolutely on fire. And you saw it when you came out. I mean, you came out and they were just exploding with applause. And then when you did the Frank Sinatra tune of New York, New York, and then you played the drums on song we did. Obviously, they were pretty amped.
Well, did you like the respectful nod when I walked over in the middle of New York, New York, and stood by you as you played the bass? I want to see that shot. That was so great. You're playing the bass. You got this killer bass. You're ripping it up on the bass, and I'm singing New York right next to Governor Huckabee. That was cool. And by the way, how great is this kid, Jake Hoot, the country guy? That was such a great booking. What a nice kid, huh?
He's great. He won the 17th season of The Voice. And last night, everybody could understand why. The young man has a great voice. But he's such a great kid. He's got a wonderful personality. He's humble. He's grateful for everything that's happening to him. He's the kind of guy that you just want to see make it all the way to the top. And I'll tell you, he's on his way. He's got all the stuff that makes a superstar.
I love that you give him a shot, and along with bringing Gianno Caldwell, my buddy. You see Gianno, this kid. I mean, you know, he talks. He goes to where he was brought up and had the toughest upbringing in Chicago, South Side of Chicago, Governor. That was a great chat between you and Gianno, and the way he actually quoted verse and everything. I was very impressed with that young man.
He's incredibly intelligent and insightful. And, you know, I love the perspective that he brings because he's not some sociologist who's talking theory. He grew up with a mother who was, a crackhead in a poverty district. He just grew up with the toughest of neighborhoods. And by all accounts, he ought to still be there doing drugs. But this guy's got a wonderful degree. He's brilliant. He's articulate. He's just released this great book on really why African-Americans ought to be conservative. And he has the authority to say that. If you or I said that, they'd say, yeah, you're a couple of white guys. You have no business talking about what African-Americans ought to believe. He has the power to say what he says.
Governor, I heard that after the show yesterday, you actually went out and greeted the studio audience. Did you do that after the show? You go out and say hi to the... God, that is so classy. Absolutely. I mean... Huh?
Every week, I do a little meet and greet, and anybody that wants to come by, I stay there till the last person, and I shake hands, and I want to thank them. I want to thank them for coming. I want to find out where they come from, and it's kind of, a way just to say to your studio audience, hey, thanks for taking the trouble to come out here and be with us, and, you know, it's fun for me to meet the people who sit out there and laugh their heads off at Joe Piscopo's comedy and love the music. You know, just to get to look them in the eyeball and have that moment of exchange with them. It's great.
You're very gracious with your time, Governor. I know you're about to take a trip to Israel, 828 with Joe Piscopo and Governor Mike Huckabee. I'm in Nashville. The governor's about to go to Israel. Before we let you go, sir, what's happening with President Trump? What's happening where, you know, the Ukraine, the Mueller probe, it all went away. Now they're starting on this Roger Stone situation. Now they're trying to create a divide between AG Barr and President Trump. When does it end? Governor Huckabee, help me out here, sir.
It ends November of this year when the election is over, and then a whole new chapter starts. These guys have nothing. Joe, they've got nothing else because they can't say, man, we've got to fix the economy, because Trump already has. They can't say, we've got to work on better trade deals, because he's already done it. They can't say, let's reform the criminal justice system, because he's done it. You know, every big thing that he came and promised he would do, including standing with Israel, by the way, which is important to me, yes, doing things no president has ever done. He's done that stuff. So what have they got? All they can do is to try to destroy him personally. And I think it's going to be the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And he's the Roadrunner. Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff, they're Wile E. Coyote. And every time they go to their Acme box of explosives, it blows up in their face. And that's what's going to happen again and again this year.
Mike Huckabee, Governor, you and I met. I believe it was at the Creative Coalition, was it not? It was someplace. It was in either down. I was in Hollywood, and you and I looked. I said, Governor Huckabee, you're here, and you and I just hit it off right there. We were somewhere about to go on to a symposium or something, and what were you doing? What were you doing at the Creative? Just you were looking at the other side, being even showing up at something that the Creative Coalition, which was generally a pretty liberal group. I was a Democrat at the time, yet you were kind enough to drop by, yes?
I was kind of the token conservative, but I've been a strong advocate for the arts for many years. And when I was governor, I led our state to absolutely mandate that every student K through 12 have music and art education, not or, but and, for every kid by certified teachers. Because, Joe, we're losing a whole generation of creative people because the education system beats the creativity out of them. And there's such a need for us to put a focus on the arts. Now, tragically, you know, I've been pushing the arts. I've led some programs that we put musical instruments in the hands of kids whose parents couldn't afford them. That's my story. I begged 3 years for an electric guitar when I was a kid, and my parents finally did it, but it took them a year to pay for it, a little bit each month. And they ordered me a guitar from the JCPenney catalog for $99. It took them a year to buy it. And they went without Christmas that year, something I didn't even know till I was an adult. But that guitar changed my life. I'm not good enough to be a professional, but that put me in a position where I got over my basic shyness and sense of inferiority. I want every kid in America to have an opportunity for the arts. And you, Joe, here's, I know we got to go, but I got to tell you, the arts used to be a place where liberals and conservatives could come together and agree, and now liberals, they don't even want conservatives to be on the stage with them. They hate us. They call us deplorables. They insult us. And that's why the Oscars are down 20% in viewership, because nobody wants to be just lectured and hectored by celebrities. Yeah. And it's tragic. This is something we could agree on if people would let us.
That's so true. Hey, Governor, tell us about your love affair with Israel, man. How, is this what is it? You've been there over a dozen times, and you're leaving as we speak, correct?
I've been over 100 times, maybe 150. I first went to Israel in 1973 when I was 17 years old. I was there just a few months before the Yom Kippur War, but of course we didn't know that was about to happen. But I've been going back ever since. So, you know, this marks for me my 47th year of going to Israel. I'll be there four times between now and the middle of July, but I love this country. It's one of the most amazing places, first of all, because of the biblical history. But beyond that, modern Israel is a country where I have seen this sleepy little country go from a dusty, arid nothing to a lush, green, productive climate because the Israelis just have had the desire and the know-how to build a great economy, some of the world-class medical innovations that you'll ever find on planet Earth. It's an extraordinary place. Everybody, if they haven't been, and I always have people say, is it safe? And I say, look, I'm not sending you. I'm going with you. I wouldn't go if it wasn't safe. It's one of the safest places on Earth.
And you're going on your way, kind enough to join us on the radio this morning. Governor, a privilege to be with you. Thank you for your hospitality, sir. And thanks for being the great guy that you are, Governor Huckabee.
Can't wait to have you back, Joe. Thank you so much.
Godspeed. Have a great trip to Israel, sir. Thank you so much. That's Governor Mike Huckabee right there, former governor of Arkansas, you know, presidential candidate and host of the show that you must watch on TBN, the Trinity Broadcast Network, called The Huckabee Show. Great television from a great guy. Piscopo in the morning. Eileen Fisher standing by. Anything could happen. It's Valentine's Day. Big Al standing by as well at 9:33 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
31 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Hundreds of knitted scarves, hats, and mittens are being given out for free on Valentine's Day in Bryant Park. It's part of a program started by Bryant Park Knits, which includes knitters and crocheters who meet in Bryant Park during the summer. Today, some 300 items will hang on chairs on the park's fountain terrace as part of the group's Found But Not Lost campaign. They say the goods are free for the homeless and needy, or for someone who can donate it to a person in need or charitable organization. NASA says an asteroid able to cause massive devastation will just miss Earth this weekend. Astronomers report that 2002 PZ-39 will be about 3.6 million miles away from the Earth early Saturday morning as it passes by at 34,000 miles per hour. However, it is expected to come back around as its orbit intersects with ours, bringing it within just 251,000 miles of the planet. Experts say there is no hazard or danger, but it is something that should be observed in the future because asteroids like these can destroy life for thousands of miles from an impact site. The next close call is expected on April 13th, 2029. In sports, the Rangers are now winners of three in a row after beating the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in a shootout. Islanders were shut out by the Predators in Nashville 5-0. Devils scored four in the third period. They beat the Red Wings 4-1. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Partly sunny skies, 31 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side of the street, parking rules in effect. An accident on the Jackie Robinson southbound south of Cypress Avenue has one lane blocked. It looks like an accident on the Bronx River Parkway southbound near the Bronx Zoo is gone. Delays on the Van Wyck northbound at Linden Boulevard with an accident on the shoulder. Inbound George, good to go for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 20 and at the Holland 20 minutes from either approach. Still this full closure in Patterson with the broken water main 20 southbound is closed 3rd to 5th Avenue. No problems on the New York State Thruway in either direction between Westchester and Rockland. And on the island, there's an accident on the Meadowbrook northbound by Merchants Concourse. Checking your forecast today. Sunny and cold. The high only 33 degrees. Tonight clear and even colder. The overnight low 17 in the city. Saturday sunny and 32. Sunday morning clouds. Afternoon sun. Sunday's high 45. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Joe on the radio! Are you tired of dealing with dummies, my friend? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees. I'm doing my Art Fern. No back and forth. No pressure. No wasting time dealing with dummies. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months, right, for qualified buyers. Alex comes up with this concept. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Boom! Just like that from Route 22 Toyota. All right? You know, so look at me. I'm going to give you until like 8:45. I'm 9:45. I keep looking at my iPhone. Sorry, 9:45. You know what? I'm giving you like three extra minutes to call 855-621-9949. It gets you a chance to go to Route 22 Toyota to see the great family over there. You'll see Iggy over there, Carmelo and Chester, Chris and Johnny, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. Brand spanking new customer lounge. State-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You don't want to miss Route 22 Toyota. This is our go-to. This is the family. You don't have to mess. And I use the word shenanigans and rigmarole when you go to a car dealer. You do. You don't have to deal with dummies. You have a true family that cares about you. I've seen it firsthand at Route 22 Toyota. And now this. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. You tell them, look, I heard you on Piscopo, and thank you. What could you do for me? You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. You know, it's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Happy Valentine's Day. The Orange have a Saturday date with number 8 Florida State on the road. Orange pregame, 11:30, tip-off at noon on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. I love telling you about the good things, you know, that can help your life. And Connors and Sullivan can really help you. I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know what it was. I was being driven around somewhere going to the Huckabee show thinking about Connors and Sullivan. I'm not sure why I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how if you I know what it was. When I said goodbye, I was driving. I left Michael off at the house, right, Mikey? And then I drove down the driveway. It was Mom's house. And I knew I was getting on a plane. I was traveling. And then, so I started to think, I'm glad. And I felt at ease that my children are going to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Because I went to Connors and Sullivan. I swear to God, that's what I was saying. And I went, yeah, man, I'm so glad. God forbid something happens. And if it happens, it happens. You know, my faith is strong, you know. But. If it happened, you want to have your affairs in order. Thank God I have a very smart older son, Joey, who said, go to Connors and Sullivan, get your affairs in order. And I did. And it gives you, it's the weight of the world off your shoulders. So I would suggest humbly and respectfully that you call Connors and Sullivan, and Lisa and the girls will answer the phone. They walk you through it. They make it so comfortable. You will get a free initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan, right? 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. I went to Brooklyn. You can go to Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island. But if you call 718-238-6500, you know what? You owe it to yourself to protect your financial legacy. And you could do it with Connors and Sullivan. And don't forget, please, to listen to the man himself, Mr. Mike Connors, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Barry White, put your seatbelt on. I'm breaking out in a sweat already. Eileen Fisher, relationship expert, matchmaker, host of Heart Match Me, Sundays, 5 p.m. This is a huge show on our radio station, AM 970. Yes, sir. Eileen, happy Valentine's Day, honey. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm pretty good. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm by myself, as usual, you know? So,
What did I teach you?
I know. Listen, I'm losing. I just don't have time for a relationship. We're going to get into that in a second because, you know, how do you find time for a relationship and do you really need one? But, Eileen, tell us how singles and divorcees can find love on and can we find love on Valentine's Day?
You know, Joe, I don't think anybody should go look for love because the word is Valentine's Day. I think it's ridiculous. Like today, all my friends and I are saying Happy Friendship Day. Why does it have to be Valentine's Day? Why?
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that because you feel pressure and you feel lonely
no if
you
pressure. Don't have a.
Right. We were just at Susie Cerrone. She was saying our traffic out this morning saying Galentine. Just have a pal. That's healthier,
I
huh?
You got to take it. Yeah, I think you got to take Valentine's Day and make it real simple and get through the day and do the little things for people if you're even in a relationship. I'm going out for you know what I'm doing now?
What are you doing? I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead.
I'm actually watching my boyfriend in physical therapy. Isn't that a hot Valentine's Day? It's sexy, Joe, right? Look what my life has turned to, right? What you doing today? Ooh, baby, that Barry White song. I don't know. It was better. And by the way, I had to ask him to say Happy Valentine's Day. What do you think about that?
Barry White. Watching physical therapy. Okay.
One more rep. Exactly.
One more rep.
But don't forget, I had to say to him, say Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Lordy. No. Well, what are so flowers, chocolate, is that a must or is it just.
No. Right. Yuck. Come on, Joe. You're sexier than that. No.
Oh,
Come on. What do you think he brought me? What do you think I got today?
What, like a, I don't know, something to do with, I'm afraid to ask. What is it? Don't forget, I have to be appropriate on the air here. What did he
nothing.
Get you?
Wait, we're even more appropriate because I got nothing.
You are the best, you know. I made sure my girl, my daughters, my mom, and, you know, everyone was taken care of. And I made sure, and I got them, like last week, I got everything out and delivered, you know, so they would have the Valentine. Yeah, but I don't know.
I want to hit on two things. I did the same thing. But, Joe, you know, we keep on forgetting something to circle back to you.
Go ahead. It's okay.
So when are you going to challenge me? We got to go out. I'm going to be your right woman, your right whatever, and I'm going to pick up someone for you.
You know, I got to tell you, and I'll be very honest, and please forgive us if we get too honest here, 9:45 with Joe and Eileen on the radio. So there was a gal, I don't want to mention her name again, but she really, I could tell she really kind of wanted to hang out with me, you know? And then I just couldn't get it together. She couldn't get it together. Now she ended up getting engaged to a famous person. It's like, I totally blew it. I know, but it happens, you know? And it's like, help me out here. You gave me a good answer. Eileen Fisher, relationship expert, you told me if I'm going to spend time outside of my workplace or making money for my family, I want to spend it with the children. But I'm not here yet. Where you tell me, no, you're going to want somebody there. I'm not feeling that. I mean, it's something. And don't
you
forget,
know what? You know what? Because you don't want to feel it. Like, look what I'm doing, Joe. Look at my life. Come on. I'm watching my boyfriend in physical therapy. Is there a big L above my head? Not for love, for loser. You know. But I take it. But you know,
so
you got it. You got to let somebody in, Joe, when they're meant to end. Because if you saw my
boyfriend, is he being lifted into the pool? I mean, is it like one of those things? Is he got lifted to the pool with her?
Exactly. He's like 90. He goes up and down. He has a tube. No, Joe, just think of it. No, but go back to you. You're not allowed to do this on me. I'm the best right now. He won't say I'm the best. He'll say I'm like the mentally the best. Look, you know, you got to let someone in. Listen, I let him in, you know, and you take chances in life. And I told you that. And when you go out, you got to give someone a chance. And it's not easy. A relationship's a job, Joe. It's a job. But if you love someone, you're so lucky. Listen, I teach everyone. There's 1,000 people out there. The biggest turn on is when you go out. Mm. His physical therapist, Sanjay, right? I tell him all the time that, exactly, this is my life, Joe. Right, exactly. I'm a loser. I got it.
No, you're not.
Trust
you are not.
Saying
you
it out
not.
Loud. I am a loser.
So I know. I get. Apparently, you're attracted to physical therapy. But if you is there? You know, my problem is too. I'm so base like that. There has to be a physical attraction. I mean, there has to be.
No,
am I right?
No,
I mean,
no.
Okay,
Joe, right. Stop.
What?
No.
What?
The guy Mark, my boyfriend Mark is pretty. I like Italian. He's pretty. I tell people he's pretty. In 1,000 years. I'm with a pretty guy. God, think about that. Joe, it's not.
He looks so handsome in his back brace, you can't believe how good he looks.
I love his physical therapist is lifting him out of the pool now, you know, with one of those chairs that go, No, but.
Honey, I'm home. There we go. Yeah.
Serious. I know, but like, I didn't expect him, you know, he's honestly. Italian, big. My friends always said, like, what are you going to have? Literally, he's pretty. Okay, so my point is, Joe, you have to do the same thing. Allow someone in and let them come in. And by the way, he's pretty and not that easy. So, by the way, the bigger loser sign is on my head.
Hey, you know what? Eileen Fisher, you are so much fun. Eileen Fisher, you got to listen to Heart Match Me. Sunday. Actually, and if you have a problem with a relationship, Eileen can take care of it. And you got to listen 5 p.m. right here on the radio station, AM 970, The Answer. And you are so fun. What's that? Before we let you go, Eileen, the best Valentine's gift, keep it appropriate, please, the best Valentine's gift that you've ever gotten.
Can you remember? You can't talk about it on the air, right?
No, I already got in trouble for saying bad things. Do you want to hear what it is, Joe? I will tell you. I swear to you. Okay. Someone bought me five of my favorite things. Tulips. They gave me 3 french fries, shrimp. They wrote a card and didn't do it because it all came from the heart, Joe. And in life, at the end of the day, you want people to do things for you and be your backbone and listen to you. That's the best gift. Yeah. And, Joe, do not be alone.
Okay. I hear you. Eileen, I hear you. I know. I'll be in the home by myself. Will you come visit me? And will you watch, me do? If you watch me get physical therapy, is that like cheating on your boyfriend? I'm not sure.
Hey, wait. You want to ask him? Do we ask him?
No, please don't. I'm in enough trouble this morning.
I think we love you. I think he's happy he has me. I think so.
Oh, lucky to have you. Lucky to have you. You know that. Eileen, happy Valentine's Day, dear. And thank you. And we'll
Joe.
Be listening
happy
Sunday.
Healthy.
5 p.m.
Love you guys. Love you, Joe.
Oh, she is so much. Love you, too. Eileen Fisher right there. Sunday's 5 p.m. right here on AM 970. The answer, Susie, help me out here. Oh, my gosh. Like therapy. That's where our lives become.
She's trying to twist your arm.
Yeah, she's a piece of work, man. But she's good in the morning. She's good because sometimes she could, you know, push the limits. She was very appropriate, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
being
most definitely.
This morning. Otherwise,
most
I will
definitely.
Be blushing on the radio. Hey, Susie, you know what? Have a great Valentine's Day, girl. You deserve it, and have a great one. And
I'm in your boat. I'm going to be alone tonight. My daughter got me a bag of candy. I'm going to watch some movies.
You
whatever.
And Gallagher. We got to go to the Bailey. I'll tell you, if I get home in time, I'm going to drag you to the Bailey and Mike Gallagher. The Lonesome Club. The Lonesome Club. Thank you so much, Susie, for being with us, doing a great job always. God bless you, girl.
My pleasure. Good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day to one and all. Alternate sign is in effect. Still tough in Queens. An accident cleared on the Jackie Robinson southbound near Cypress Avenue. Now there's one on the northbound side of the Jackie right by Woodhaven Boulevard that has one lane out. Inbound George Minor delays inbound Lincoln 10 to 15. In at the Holland 5 to 10 from either approach. Still this problem in Patterson, a broken water main 20 south and is closed in detour 3rd to 5th Avenue. Heavy delays on the parkway southbound 135 to the Colonia Rest Area. That's with road work. New York State Thruway is fine. Not so much in Connecticut. It's emergency road work 95 southbound. Your exit 16 blocking a lane. Heavy delays from Westport to Norwalk. Stick with the Post Road or stick with the Marin instead. And a crash on the LIE eastbound at 1067 has the right lane out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again, which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription. It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. Goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain. And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be blustery and colder than yesterday, despite a good deal of sunshine. Temperature will fall this morning, then hold in the upper 20s to near 30 the rest of the day, with wind chills in the teens. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, with a low of 16 in Midtown, 8 to 12 in many northern and western suburbs. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow and remaining cold, high 32. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun with a milder afternoon, the high back up to 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it is 9:54, rolling into Mike Gallagher at 10:05 on this Valentine's Day, Friday. It's a time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You know, it's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. Since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every single county in the great state of New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. I've been there. I've seen it. Now they're at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just keeps getting better and better. To find out more, please visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org. We will be celebrating Trinitas' 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that's made it all happen with a special remote broadcast at Trinitas Live March 6th on National Employee Appreciation Day. Tune in or stop by the lobby to help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to my friends at Trinitas.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Here it is, Valentine's Day. Oh, you know, look who's calling in. It's Debbie Duhame. Debbie, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe. Thank you so much for the beautiful flowers. I really appreciate them.
Debbie, it was all my idea. Frank and Al had nothing to do with it. I said.
It was all of you. It was from you.
No, actually, we
Frank,
said.
Thank you so much.
Debbie, I got to tell you, you are such a joy. And when we hear your voice and you hear your nice nature, I always say you're Saint Debbie of Duhame. You really are a true saint and an angel.
No, I'm telling you.
And everybody, we all love you, and we are just so grateful and so honored to have you with us. And so I said, are we going to get Debbie something? Don't you know, Frankie Five Boroughs pulls it off, and thanks to Frank taking the day today. Yeah. So he sent it. So I hope, were they nice? You got a dozen, I hope, not just a couple of them.
It's a gorgeous arrangement, beautiful, with some roses in there. It's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Joe.
And Frank and Al, I really appreciate it.
I love you guys, so thank you so much.
We love you. We'll talk to you Monday. Monday, Deb? We'll talk to you Monday, huh?
Yep. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for calling.
God, you're the best. You're the best. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. She's so nice. She calls in to say,
Tuesday. We're off Monday.
Are we off Monday? President's Day.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, what would I do without you, man? I
mean, you'll be on the air Monday. I'll be off.
You know, I'll be wearing a
T-shirt. You and Kevin McCullough. T-shirt together.
Yeah. All right.
I'll keep dressing like a slob. It's all right.
So it's President's Day, right? On Monday. So we didn't take Martin Luther King, but we do take this President's Day. We take President's Day off.
That's correct.
Okay, I know, and Frank will be back. Okay, that'll be good. We'll all be back Tuesday. So I'm heading back from Nashville, and Al, you know, happy Valentine's Day, doll. After you gave your wife everything,
fat, slobby, whatever. Yeah, now she wants to go out to dinner. First it was let's stay home, and now she's let's go out to dinner.
What are you gonna do? I'm not going. Now what are you gonna do?
And she's talking to me about the gym. I said I'm going early. I'm not going with you. I'm going to get my workout done. That's it.
You're gonna, we'll
feed
find
me
out about that Tuesday.
Chocolates later, fat pig that I am.
Al, you're the best. Charles, great show, buddy. You produce it. You're turning into a wonderful. You are a great producer. Kara, thank you. Dean, thank you. And most of all, thank you. May we wish you the best on this St. Valentine's Day. May you have all the love in your heart, and may you feel the love of those around you. You know, God bless you, really, on this Valentine's Day. God bless the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. Go out, please, make it the best weekend ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Love is in the air in Times Square on this Valentine's Day. There are three surprise proposals, two weddings, and a mass vow renewal taking place throughout today. It's an annual tradition. This year's winner of the annual Times Square Valentine Heart Design Competition features 125 mirrors titled in different directions that form the outline of a heart. Almost 6 in 10 Americans aren't confident in the honesty of U.S. elections. A new survey from Gallup finds 59% of people don't have confidence, while just 40% do. The good news is the numbers are off of their lowest levels, which were seen in 2016. Back then, only 30% of Americans expressed confidence in elections, while almost 70% didn't. In sports, Rangers over the Wild in a shootout, Islanders shut out by the Predators, Devils beat the Red Wings.